Imagine navigating the treacherous waters of middle school while your older brother possesses nuclear codes to your social destruction. This is Greg Heffley's predicament in Roderick Rules. During summer vacation, Greg experienced something so mortifying it makes his blood run cold at the mere thought of it becoming public knowledge. While distracted at the local pool, Greg accidentally wandered into the women's changing room, only realizing his mistake when standing in his underwear surrounded by bewildered adult women, including his math teacher, the school librarian, and several classmates' mothers. Worst of all, his own mother witnessed the entire spectacle. This catastrophic event wouldn't be so threatening if Greg's older brother Roderick hadn't somehow discovered what happened. Now Roderick wields this information like a weapon, constantly threatening exposure and shifting their power dynamic dramatically. Greg has already done Roderick's laundry for a month and completed his summer reading assignment just to maintain silence. Every social interaction becomes a potential minefield. Is that classmate snickering because they know? The paranoia follows Greg everywhere, transforming what should have been a relaxing break into a psychological thriller of his own making. Roderick has elevated brotherly torment to an art form. His band, Loaded Diaper, serves as both passion project and vehicle for embarrassing Greg, with garage practice sessions annoying the entire neighborhood. His psychological warfare includes elaborate pranks like convincing Greg it's a school day on Saturday, leaving him waiting at the bus stop for hours before realizing the deception. Their physical relationship is equally unpleasant. Wrestling matches inevitably end with Greg pinned down, Roderick's saliva dangling threateningly close to Greg's face until he confesses to whatever imagined crime. These power dynamics feel painfully authentic to anyone who's been on the losing end of a sibling relationship. Yet beneath the antagonism lies complexity. Occasionally, fleeting moments reveal Roderick does possess brotherly instincts beneath his teenage self-absorption. When Greg faces genuine difficulties, not trouble Roderick causes, but real problems, rare instances emerge where Roderick's protective nature surfaces, though he'd never admit to it. The Heffley home operates with its own peculiar logic and well-intentioned but misguided parents. Mom embodies optimistic over-involvement, believing enough family activities and heart-to-heart talks will produce well-adjusted sons. Her earnest attempts at bonding, from forced family game nights to her mom bucks incentive system, typically backfire, creating the very awkwardness she hopes to prevent. Dad appears more detached, often retreating behind his newspaper or to the basement to work on his Civil War battlefield diorama when family chaos escalates. His philosophy seems to be that children, like wild animals, will eventually tire themselves out. Yet beneath this apparent disinterest lies genuine affection, especially when Greg shows responsibility. Family dysfunction peaks when the parents try resolving the Greg-Roderick conflict through forced bonding time, inspired by a parenting article suggesting siblings who spend quality time together develop stronger relationships. This flawed strategy creates painfully funny moments as the brothers find creative ways to appear cooperative while actually intensifying their private war. Middle school functions as its own character, a bewildering ecosystem with harsh social consequences for minor missteps. Greg's journal maps the social hierarchy. Athletic kids at the top who understand unwritten rules, the vast middle where Greg resides, constantly calculating to preserve status, and at the bottom, cautionary tales like Fregley, whose odd behaviors make him an outcast, though he seems unburdened by this position. Greg's friendship with Rowley is contradictory. While genuinely fond of him, Greg often feels embarrassed by Rowley's childish enthusiasms. Their relationship is complicated by Greg's frustration that Rowley's innocence makes him more likable, despite Greg's careful social maneuvering. School dances represent treacherous social territory. Greg describes boys and girls clustered on opposite sides of the gymnasium, with only the confident venturing into the middle. His observations about how quickly dance reputations form capture the permanence of middle school judgments and the universal desire to both stand out and blend in. When the Heffley parents leave for Grandpa's 80th birthday weekend, putting Roderick in charge with strict instructions against having anyone over, he immediately plans a house party. The moment his parents depart, Roderick's band Loaded Diaper transforms the living room into what sounds like a demolition site as high schoolers flood in with loud music and wild dancing. Initially locked in his room, Greg negotiates his freedom by promising silence about the party. His younger brother perspective captures both fascination and horror at the older kid's behavior, drawn to their coolness while alarmed by the mounting destruction. The party's aftermath creates an unlikely alliance when their parents announce an early return. Greg and Roderick execute a frantic cleaning operation worthy of professional disaster teams. Their nearly perfect cover-up leaves just one piece of evidence, a photograph of Roderick's friend wearing a lampshade, which haunts them for weeks afterward. Middle school talent shows are breeding grounds for mortification, and Greg's experience proves this rule. Despite his initial instinct to avoid the annual talent show, his mother suggests he join Roderick's band, an idea Roderick surprisingly accepts, though only to position Greg behind the drummer with a recorder where he'll be neither seen nor heard. Roderick's band embodies teenage musical rebellion, loud, discordant, with lyrics that would horrify English teachers. On performance night, nervous energy fills the backstage area while parents with video cameras pack the auditorium, ensuring permanent documentation of what many students will later wish had disappeared. When Loaded Diaper performs, Roderick commands the stage with rock star confidence while Greg hides behind the drum set. Disaster strikes midway when the principal cuts the power due to inappropriate lyrics. In the sudden silence, Greg's recorder, which he nervously continues playing, becomes the only sound in the auditorium, creating exactly the kind of unwanted spotlight moment he had desperately tried to avoid. Greg and Roderick's relationship evolves following their party cover-up and talent show humiliation. These shared secrets create a reluctant but genuine connection, adding depth to their previous antagonism. Their mother's Mombuck system, a homemade currency earned through cooperation, becomes a turning point. Though both initially plan to manipulate it, they discover working together is sometimes easier than competing. Small cooperative moments gradually build into mutual respect, with Roderick helping on Greg's science project and Greg covering for band practices. Notably, Roderick's leverage over Greg's changing room secret diminishes. When another student spreads an embarrassing rumor about Greg, Roderick intervenes by keeping his own embarrassing story about Greg private, a twisted form of sibling loyalty. Nobody gets to humiliate my brother except me. By the book's end, Greg remains the same wimpy kid, yet subtle perspective shifts suggest the beginning of self-understanding. His most valuable realization may be that embarrassing moments don't define us, a lesson many don't learn until adulthood. After all, isn't growing up just a series of embarrassments that eventually become our favorite stories?